The first foundation of mindfulness is mindfulness of the breath and body. And the second foundation of mindfulness is called mindfulness of feelings. Feelings in this sense of our response to our experience. Not feelings as emotions, but feelings as our response to whatever experience we're having. And noting that experience is a very important part of understanding of life, understanding your own relationship to your life and experience. And the second foundation is called Vedana. That's just the name. So we'll open the meditation to include not only mindfulness of the breath and body, but also mindfulness of Vedana, mindfulness of whether a thought or a sensation or any other experience, as we open the meditation more, is pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant or unpleasant, in other words, neutral. So when a thought arises and there's an awareness of thinking, sometimes those aren't simultaneously, so you'll be able to, or simultaneous, so you should be able to say, thinking, pleasant. That's just a note on your response to that thought. It may have been 3 seconds long or 3 minutes long, but just notice. Or it may have been unpleasant, or perhaps neutral. But just take a moment to decide and note it. It might be a physical sensation. It might be the arising of an emotion. Just any experience in your moment-to-moment experience, any experience that's in the forefront of your awareness, and you have noted it, then also make a note, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. We're not judging, and we're only describing. So there's no point in trying to make everything pleasant or everything unpleasant. It's not a judgment of your character. It's just noticing your response to your noted experience. So we're including now the second foundation of mindfulness. The first, mindfulness of breath and body, and now we open to being aware of, being mindful of our response. Notice the arising of any difficult energies, those difficult energies of restlessness and sloth and torpor, physical heaviness or mental heaviness. Notice when they arise. Taking a deep breath, being curious about them instead of making them perhaps a reason to not be mindful. When those two difficult energies arise, restlessness and sleepiness, both of mind and body, they can be hindrances to mindfulness, but not to, not if you recognize them for what they are and make them the objects of your interest and curiosity. You also may notice when you're noting pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral that there's just a whiff of craving for those that are pleasant and a slight whiff of aversion with those experiences that are unpleasant. Not to change your response, but simply to note it. And the other difficult energy is actually a thought that sort of appears like a cloud, a feeling of doubt, a sense of, I can't do this, or everyone can do it better than I can, or this isn't a practice that's going anywhere for me, or, you know, add your own special flavor to that list. Doubt does arise. Sometimes it's useful, and sometimes it's useful to just notice it's a thought and just allow it, as you note it, to just go away, to take its own course, and don't necessarily cultivate it with more thinking. Doubts about yourself, doubts about the practice, doubts about the teaching, doubts about the teacher. Just notice, these are all difficult energies that can arise in the course of mindfulness. And it's useful when you recognize them. It's important to recognize them and to then be curious and investigate their nature, just as you would investigate a sensation in the knee. These energies can also arise in your walking practice. Wanting, not wanting, that is craving and aversion. Sloth and torpor and restlessness and doubt. And you might be interested to explore the arising of these energies or the possibility as you begin your walking period. have 45 minutes for walking.